Blog Talk Radio.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Everything you do makes me want to smile. Can I not like you for a while?
No,
you won't let me. You upset me, girl. And then you kiss my lips. All of a sudden I forget
that I was upset.
Can't remember what you did.
Set aside the time.
time to put effort showing you how much they appreciate you as a mother, or those that are, that you're not their mother, but that you inspire them to be a better mother or whatever it may be. But people just letting you know, Happy Mother's Day, you're a great mom, we see what you do for your children, we appreciate you, me being a mother and a stepmother. It's definitely a rewarding, and so I really felt good on yesterday. I went over to my mom's house, and she made a very, a wonderful spread of food and desserts and stuff like that for me and my sisters and my aunts and my cousins that are mothers, and the men actually barbecued and stuff like that. It was really good. We spoke, and if you know me, I always have to take the floor and take over and do a little speech and stuff like that to keep, you know, keep the enjoyment going, the fun going and stuff like that. So it was really a great day. So again, I want to wish you mothers out there and stepmothers and godmothers and those who are mothering other children. You don't have to birth a child to be a mother, to actually be a mother. You can, if you're raising someone else's child and you're their mother in their life, their parent, then you are a mother. I want to say again, Happy Mother's Day. I hope you all enjoyed your Mother's Day on yesterday, and we will continue to celebrate you throughout the year. You are the reason why we're here. If we didn't have a mother, we wouldn't be able to be here in existence. So we want to say thank you again to all the mothers for being a mother and doing the best that you can. Like I said yesterday, there's no manual on telling you how to be a great parent or be a good mother. You just kind of go with what you know, your instincts to take care and provide. And understand that as mothers, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to go, you know, sometimes take the wrong route in doing things. But we learn, you know, we learn to do better as we go along. When you do better, when you know better, you do better. And each child is different. One child will not be like the next. You may have one child and it's like, why is this kid this way? My other child wasn't like that, or that was the worst pregnancy, but my other one was, you know, smooth sailing. So it's going to be different, and you learn as you go along the way, and you try to do better at being a parent, and you still may not feel like you're doing the best that you can. All I can say is do what you know and learn as much as you can so that you can do better as a parent and just being a good person, and that will spill over into your life as being a parent. So just now tune in to Diva Mac Show. You're right on for Diva Mac. I am Diva Mac. Today we're going to be talking about music. What does music do for you? This show will talk about how music makes you feel and the different genres of music. People have their so many different types of music that people listen to, and it makes you feel a certain kind of way when you're going through sometimes that one song got you through that moment when you lost someone, or you were cheated on, or you were sick or whatever. You didn't know which way to go, and that one song came on and it made a difference. It you know, I've been in the position in my life where it was that one song that helped me, really allowed me to cry and get it on out so I could start to heal, or whether it may pump me up to keep going. You know, people work out to certain music. It keeps them going. It motivates them to keep going. So music does so much to us and for us. So today I want to talk about music. What does music do for you? Because me and my husband, we come together, we have our favorite song that we listen to, and it just makes us happy, and we're singing loud and to the top of our lungs, and we're enjoying it. It puts us in a great mood. And there's those songs that you listen to, and you know, you play for that person, and they say, what you trying to say? You know, when you can't say it, the song says it all. When you can't express those emotions, that song, that music you hear, it says it all. So today on the Diva Mac Show, we're going to talk about music. What does music do for you? So we talk about the different genres of music. We're going to, you know, just express a little bit about music. Music can send chills and thrills, while some people love music so much and others don't. So we're talking about that here on the Diva Mac Show. Now think of your favorite piece of music. Do you get shivers when the music swells, or the chorus kicks in, or the opening few bars enough to make you feel tingly? Despite having no obvious survival value, listening to music can be a highly rewarding activity. It's one of the most pleasurable activities which people engage. But in a study that was done in cranbiology, Spanish and Canadian researchers report on a group of music adherents, are literally those who do not enjoy music. This is an intriguing phenomenon, and we presume very rare. Importantly, these people are not a music, and affliction that often results from acquired or congenital damage to parts of their brain required to receive and interpret music. In this study, the music, these particular people perceive music in the same way as the rest of the population. No nor are they people who generally don't enjoy pleasure. They are not depressed nor highly inhibited, and they are just as sensitive as other people or other types of musical rewards, such as food, money, sex, exercise, and drugs. They simply don't experience chills or similar response to pleasurable music in the way that other people do. They're just not that into music. Now, I've got chills. They're multiplying when we listen to pleasurable music. The pleasure chemical dopamine is released in the stratum, a key of the brain's reward system. And poor music activities that the stratum, just like other rewarding stimuli such as food and sex, during anticipation of the peak or high spot is music. Psychologist John Sobadon said it calls it in the music dopamine is released in the dorsal or upper sternum. Now, during the peak when we experience chills and other signs that our body's automatic nervous system responsible for regulating involuntary body functions is being aroused, dopamine is released in the nearby ventral sternum, so which is going on in the brains of music, okay? So the authors of the neurobiological explanation, while many types of pleasure stimuli activate the same broad reward circuit in the brain, there are some different depending on the type of stimulus. Now, it is possible that the pattern of the brain regions specifically activated by music pleasure include the connection from auditory regions which receive perceive music to the reward centuries are slightly different in these individuals than the other people. Now, this isn't unusual, as we know that there can be enormous differences in how rewarding and potentially addictive other rewards such as food, sex, money, and drugs can be to different individuals, but it is rare to get no pleasure response to these rewards. Now, we were talking here about music and how music makes, how does music make you feel? It can make you feel good. It can bring you down. It can make you sad. You know, it can motivate you. And so music, it just plays a big role in our life today, and you have different genres of music. And we talk about the different genres, and there's different types of music. Now, there's alternative music, blues, classical music, country music, dance music, easy listening, electronic music, European music, hip-hop, rap, indie pop, inspirational, which is gospel, Asian pop, jazz, Latin music, new age, opera, pop, R&B, and R&B soul. Again, you know, we talk about opera and pop and R&B and soul, reggae, rock. There are different types of music. Like, when you talk about art, punk, and alternative rock, college rock, instrumental rock, goth, grunge, hardcore punk, and hard rock, we talk about those different music. Now, I grew up listening to a lot of blues music with my grandmother because I was raised by my grandmother, and a lot of that down-home blues, and it would put them in the mood, and you could see the different emotions that people would go through and how they would feel when they would listen to it and how they would drink more the more they listened to the music and they would smoke more. It's just different types of genres of music would get you in different moods. Again, if you just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about music. What does music do for you? This show, we'll talk about how music makes you feel and the different genres of music. Now, I like to listen to jazz, and jazz just kind of mellows me out. You know, when I'm listening to jazz, it doesn't tell me, it doesn't tell me how to feel. I can feel however I want to feel by listening to the jazz, and it takes me wherever I allow it to take me in the beat and what instrument is being played, whether it's the saxophone or flute or whatever. It just allows me to go there. It doesn't tell me how to think, like when you're listening to blues music or R&B or rap. It tells you how to think. It makes you mad. I'm running down the streets feeling this way, and it makes you feel that way. It pumps you up and motivates you. People like to listen to rap when they're working out and R&B music when they're working out because they feel more motivated, or rock and roll because it pumps them up. So that's how they want to feel. When they want to be in a more relaxed moment, where an intimate moment with their mate, they'll listen to a little bit of R&B, where they're able to get into the mood and be able to feel sensual and sexy with that type of music. So that type of music puts you in the mood. So you said, a little Lauren, you made us feel a little bit of Lauren here, Indira Ari, or a little Aretha Franklin, or whatever your choice of music is, Whitney Houston, to get you in the mood, or Boyz II Men, Michael Jackson, whatever, to get you actually in the mood to feel the way you want to feel in that moment. Race car drivers, I actually listen to a lot of hard rock music where they're pumped and they're ready. So again, we're talking about music, how it makes you feel, the different type of music for kids, lullabies for babies, if you want to put your baby to sleep, the different music when you want the baby to have playtime. And, you know, in gospel, when you listen to certain music in the church, it'll bring you to a different level. Sometimes it'll make you cry. It'll make you pour out. It'll take you over the top by the words that are being said. So in church, a lot of times people wait for that point in the church where the music, people get excited. They, you know, they rejoice in not just in the word, but in the music and the preaching of the word itself. So just to talk about, what does music do for you? How does it make you feel? You've heard people say that they listen to music and it drove them to go kill somebody. They would listen to rap music and they were trying to ban rap music because they said it was a bad influence. But it depends on who's listening to the music, what type of person that you are, because some people can be influenced by it, just like it can influence you to want to make love or put you in the mood or to motivate you to get out there and work out. You find a lot of people that are working out, they have their little headphones on and they're popping, they're going, and they have to have that to motivate them. So let's talk about, what does music do for you? If you want to chime in on this conversation, go ahead and press 1, or you can message me at Facebook, Diva Mac on Facebook, as well here at the Blog Talk Radio Show, / the Diva Mac Show. We're talking about music here on the Diva Mac Show. Now, we'll take a little music break, and we'll get back, and we'll come back, tell me how that particular song made you feel, a little bit of Fantasia here on the Diva Mac Show.
Don't give a finger in the middle. No.
Oh, na, na. Oh, na.
No.
Oh, na, na. Oh, na.
No.
Oh, na, na. Oh, na, no.
Make it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you. Fake it shit go kill you. Boy, I know the real you.
We're back here live on the Diva Mac Show. I'm your host, Diva Mac. We just can't tune in to the Diva Mac Show. Today we're talking about music. What is music? What does it do for you? Again, the show will talk about music and how it makes you feel and the different genres of music. That's Fantasia Marino. What do you think about me or whatever the song is? But we play it off the air on the Diva Mac Show, and I should know it word for word. But I don't. I like Fantasia, you know, I like R&B or whatever. And, you know, that song, that particular song for me makes me feel like she's tired of this guy and letting him know how she feels. So that may be a song that you put on when you're done with your mate and you fed up or whatever. You're kind of like, what would you be without me? And it makes you feel like you can move on and move forward from that relationship. So, again, how does it make you feel? What does it do for you? A lot of times, music can put you in a better mood when you're feeling down or feeling sad, and you hear that one song, and it just changes your whole mindset, and you just used to hear that, or that one song comes on, it can bring you to tears and bring that out of you that you've been holding deep down in you, and you hear that one song, and it's just hitting every word that's being said that of emotion or how you're feeling, and it can definitely bring you to tears or bring back memories. So a lot of times, we do depend on music, and to have that music, and you're like, man, I can't work without my music, or just like food or drinking or sex in the same sense, whatever, because, again, when people listen to music, it releases the chemical dopamine, so which is a chemical pleasure. So we'll talk about a little bit more about that, but before we go forward, talk about our main topic here of music, let's talk about what's in the entertainment news. Again, Tom Brady suspended 4 games for Deflategate. Now, Tom Brady has been suspended for the first 4 games of the 2015 NFL season for his role in the Deflategate, twice the suspension the league initially gave Ray Rice for beating a woman. Now, the NFL just issued a statement saying that Tom Brady will be suspended without pay for the first 4 games of the 2015 regular season for conduct determined to the integrity of the NFL. Then Brady may participate in all off-season training camp and preseason activities, including the preseason game. Then the league also dropped a hammer on the New England Patriots, hit the team with a $1 million fine, and taking away their first-round pick in the 2016 draft and their fourth-round pick in 2017. Now, the two locker room attendants who are believed to have deflated the bottles have also been suspended indefinitely without pay. In a letter to Brady, NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operation, Troy Vincent explained that the league found substantial and credible evidence to conclude that you were at least generally aware of the actions of the Patriots employees involved in the deflation of the footballs, and that it was unlikely that their actions were done without your knowledge. Moreover, now this is the letter, moreover, the report documents your failure to cooperate fully and candidly with the investigation, including my refusal to produce any relevant electronic evidence, emails, texts, etc., despite being offered extraordinary safeguards by the investigators to protect unrelated personal information, and by providing testimony that the report concludes was not plausible and contradicted by other evidence. Your actions as set forth in the report clearly constitute conduct determinal of the integrity of and the public confidence in the game professional football. So far, no comment from Brady has been given. Matt Justice spoke out on the suspension, saying that the commissioner came down hard yet fair on this deal about Tom Brady. Again, if you are tuning in, we're talking about entertainment news. Justin Bieber seems to be getting himself together. Justin Bieber egging case is so close to being over, you could almost use an egg timer to track it. Bieber's lawyers were in court Monday to show the judge he completed one of the two major terms of his plea deal, 12 anger management classes, according to court docs. Bieber has also begun the process of completing 5 days of community labor. So far, he's put in 2 hours for the Volunteers of America in Los Angeles, where he worked at the emergency shelter. Now, Bieber's lawyers say he'll do the rest of his hours there, helping them with needed repairs around the place. The probation officer gave that the Biebs are a better than passing grade, saying he's being cooperative and sincere. year. He remained on probation until 2016. If you all tune in, that's our entertainment news here on the Diva Max Show. Now, our main topic today, we're talking about music. What does music do for you? Again, I love music. I'm listening when I'm in my car. I have to hook up my Pandora box. I love Pandora. I listen to my music, certain types of music. I listen to R&B. And when we're talking about R&B, which is rhythm and blues, and what is R&B? Rhythm and blues, often abbreviated as R&B or R&B, is a genre of popular African-American music that originated in the 1940s. Now, the term was originally used by record companies to describe recordings more predominantly to urban African-Americans at a time when urban rocking, jazz-based music with a heavy, instant beat was becoming more popular, and the commercial rhythm and blues music typical of the 1950s through the 1970s, the bands usually consisted of piano, one or two guitars, bass, drums, saxophone, and sometimes background vocalists. R&B lyrical themes often escalated through the American African experience of pain and the quest for freedom and joy, which you hear a lot of that in the music of R&B. You hear that a lot with pain and joy and stuff like that. So you hear that a lot in rhythm and blues music. Lyrics from the heavily on the themes of Trumps and figures in terms of relationship, triumphs of relationships, freedom, economics, aspirations, and sex. Now, the term of rhythm and blues has undergone a number of shifts of meaning in the early 1950s. It was frequently applied to blues records starting in the mid-1950s after the style of music contributed to the development of rock and roll. Then the term R&B became used to refer to music styles that developed from and incorporated electronic blues as well as gospel and soul music. Now, by the 1970s, rhythm and blues was used as a blanket term for soul and funk. Now, the 1980s, new style of R&B developed, becoming known as contemporary R&B. It combines elements of rhythm and blues, soul, funk, pop, hip-hop, and dance. Now, popular R&B vocalists towards the early 21st century included Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, and Mariah Carey. Now, if you all are tuning in to Diva Max Show, we're talking about music, you know, and how does it make you feel and what does it do for you? And we're currently talking about, you know, R&B music, rhythm and blues, which is very popular these days. I love R&B music and how does it make you feel, and just talk about the different people. Then we've been making in the late 1950s, in 1956, and R&B top stars of 56 tour took place with headliners like L. Hibbler, Frankie Lyman, and the teenagers in Carl Perkins, whose blues suede shoes was very popular with R&B music buyers. And some of the performers completing the bill were Chuckie Berry, Kathy Carr, Shirley and Lee, Della Reese, the Cliftons, and the Spaniels with Illinois Jackrats. Now, big rock and rhythm band as well. Now, the cities they visited by the tour included Columbia. Now, if you're just now tuning in to Diva Max Show, we are talking about music, rhythm and blues music, and what does it do for you? How does it make you feel? When we speak about jazz, because again, I got to tell you, I love jazz. I love to go out to like a jazz cafe or listen to some jazz because you can really get into the music and feel the way you want to feel and take yourself, you know, on that ride, you know, mentally, and paint the picture yourself as the music is playing. It's so beautiful. Jazz is a genre of music that originated in African American communities as well during the 19th and the 20th century. It emerged in many parts of the United States in the form of independent popular music styles. Now, I'll link by the common bonds of African American and European American musical Prancish with a performance orientation. Jazz spans a period of over 100 years and encompasses a range of music from ragtime to the present day, and has proved to be very difficult to define. Now, jazz makes heavy use of improvisations and polyrhythms and things like that, and swung notes as well as aspects of European harmony, American popular music. Now, the brass band tradition and African musical elements such as blue notes and ragtime, the birth of jazz is in the multicultural society of America, has led intellectuals from around the world to hail jazz as one of America's original art forms. As jazz spread around the world, it drew on different national, regional, and local musical cultures, giving rise to many distinctive styles. Now, New Orleans jazz began in the early 1910s, combining earlier brass band marches, French quadrilles, ragtime and blues and collective polyphonic improvisations in the 1930s, heavily arranged dance-oriented swing big bands, Kansas City jazz and hard swing, bluesy improvisational styles, and faster tempos that use more chord-based improvisations. And cool jazz developed in the end of the 1940s, introducing calmer, smoother sounds and long, linear melodic lines. Now, the 1950s saw the emergence of free jazz, which explored playing without a regular meter beat and formal structures, and in the mid-1950s, hard bop, which introduced influences from the rhythm and blues gospel music and blues, especially in the saxophone and piano playing. Now, modern jazz developed in the 1950s using mode or musical scale as the basis of musical structure and improvisation, and jazz and rock fusion appeared in the late 1960s and early 1970s, combining jazz improvisations with rock and themes, electric instruments as well, and amplified stage sounds of rock in the 1980s, and the commercial form of jazz fusion called smooth jazz became successful. Now, garnered significant radio airplay. Other jazz styles included like Afro-Cuban jazz, West Coastal jazz, Scat jazz, Indo jazz, avant-garde jazz, soul jazz, chamber jazz, Latin jazz, jazz funk, loft jazz, punk jazz, acid jazz, ethno jazz, jazz rap, M-bass and spiritual jazz, and new jazz. There are different types of that you would have. You have the genre of jazz, but there's different types of jazz. And a prominent jazz musician, Louis Armstrong, observed at one time that they were calling it Levy Camp music. Then in the day, it was a ragtime. When you got up in the North, it commenced to hear about jazz, Chicago style, Dixieland swing, and all refinements of what was played in New Orleans, that they're nothing new, or jazz musicians like J.J. Johnson put it in the 1988 interview, "Jazz is restless. It won't stay put, it never will." And we're talking about jazz. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mag Show today, we're talking about music and what does music do for you. Again, we're talking about music and what does music do for you. That music is a phenomenon for human, and why do music make us feel so good? And it can make you feel bad too when you're feeling down and you're feeling out. And sometimes, I don't know about you all, but I've been riding and I was feeling a certain way, and it was a certain type of song, a certain type of music I wanted to hear. And if a song came on the radio and I wasn't feeling that way, I wasn't in that mood where I didn't want to be upbeat and jumping around and rapping and screaming to my lungs, well, I wanted to, you know, feel sad and be able to go through that emotion. Tell people how to, the other way to get through is to go through. So I wanted to be able to go through and feel that emotion. And so that's what I wanted. So that's the type of music that I listened to at that time, so I could be deep into that emotion. And that's what music does for me. It allows me to go through the emotion that I want to feel at that time. If you just tune in to the next show, we're talking about music. Y'all, we're going to take a little music break. And before we take a music break, remember that the play is coming up, Situation Number 9, the reality stage play. It will run on Saturday, May 23rd this year, 8 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. Tickets are now on sale. Those tickets are $25. General admission and VIP is $40. You get those tickets by calling 281-496-2796. We're going to go to a little music break. We come back, we'll continue to talk about music, but we'll also cover more here on the Diva Mag Show. You're right home from work, and I'm Diva Mag. Y'all be straight. We're riding. Keep riding.
It's the Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mag, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Mag Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
Did you go? I mean, he is a little cute, but I keep crying.
All right, let me go holler at that real quick. I'll catch you later. I'll let you know.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
What's up?
Hi.
What you got going on around here?
Just having a good time.
I see y'all are super turned up.
Oh, so you've been watching me.
You're not hard to miss.
Neither are you.
Oh, by the way, I'm Future.
I'm C. About that, Mr. Future.
We will see. I'm gonna see you inside.
I'll see you inside. He reads.
I'm your host, Diva Mac, your ride home from work at 5. Hope you all are enjoying your ride home. I know it's traffic out there, but relax and cut on your music when you get through with Diva Mac. Well, I'm giving you music here on the show, so you have a little music. We're going to change it up a little bit here on the Diva Mac show. Get y'all some new music here so when you ride home, you have a little entertainment and a little music at the same time as we entertain you on both ends here on the Diva Mac show. Again, make sure you mark your calendars for the upcoming play, Situation Number 9 on May 23rd. Showtime is 8 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. Located at 1423 Holman at LaBranch across from Houston Community College. General admission is $25. VIP is $40. You get your tickets and more information by calling 281-496-2796. I'm your host, Diva Mac. So we continue to talk about music, you all, and just understanding. But before we go further into our main topic, let's talk about what's in the news. Now, women, yes, you will have to pay for birth control pills. If you're on birth control, you have to start paying for your birth control fees till insurers. Now, insurance companies have to pay for birth control mammograms and well women visits without charging copays and without a fight. Now, the federal government said in a stern reminder on Monday, the 2015 Affordable Care Act sets not only to get health insurance to all Americans, but to make sure that the policies put policy people have cover basic care. It's also aimed at lowering costs. Providing women with birth control is cheaper than paying for unplanned pregnancies, and cancer screening can catch cancer while it's still easy and less expensive to treat, or can even prevent cancer altogether. Now, that means covering some pricey genetic tests and it also means covering transgender people. Now, the Health and Human Services, Treasury, and Labor Departments said in the joint statement, but some women, women's advocacy groups, and a few members of Congress have complained that some insurance companies aren't doing what they are supposed to. Now, insurers must cover without cost sharing at least one form of contraception in each of the methods, currently 18, that the FDA has identified for women in its current birth control guide, including the ring, the patch, and the intrauterine devices, according to the guidance, the statement says. Now, tens of millions of women are eligible to receive coverage or recommended or preventive services without having to pay a copay or deductible, including contraceptions. If a woman is at increased risk for having a potentially harmful mutation in genes that suppresses tumors, the BRCA1 or BRCA cancer susceptibility gene, a plan or user must cover the preventive screening, genetic counseling, and BRCA genetic testing with no cost sharing, as long as the woman had not been diagnosed with BRCA-related cancer, the statements added. And women with the BRCA1 and 2 mutation have a risk of breast cancer that is about 5 times the normal risk, and a risk of ovarian cancer that is about 10 to 30 times normal. If you all are tuning in to DMX Show, we're currently just giving you the news regarding the birth control. And yes, you have to pay for birth control, feds tell insurers. That's what's going on. That's with the Obamacare and the Obamacare deadline. You all, I'm sure you all know about that. So I wanted to be able to deliver that to you here on the DMX Show as we continue to talk about our main topic about music and the different genres of music. Again, there are different genres of music. It range from alternative music, blues, classical music, country music, dance music, easy listening, electronic music, European music, hip-hop, rap, indie pop, inspirational, Asian pop, jazz, Latin music, new age, opera, pop, R&B, reggae, rock, world music, beats as well. And so there are different types of genre music. I always tell people, and that's why, you know, bumpers say they don't like rap, and that's why we have so many different genres of music, because what you may not like, there are several people that love it, and that's what I love about music. It allows you to feel the way you want to feel. You have a choice of what type of genre of music you want to listen to according to how you want to feel. You know, if you want to be uplifted and inspired, a lot of times myself, I will, you know, want to listen to some gospel. You know, I want to be in that mood. If I want to be in a romantic mood with my husband, I may cut on some music. Again, me and my husband, we have our favorite song we listen to, and we just get all giddy and lazy and flirty with each other when we listen to that particular song. It just puts us in that mood, that fun mood, that loving mood, when we want to be that way. So again, music, it definitely it can be very influential. It can be very influencing on your mood and how you want to feel. And again, you know, what is your favorite type of music and why does music feel so good? Now, one day several years ago, Valerie Sackleboy sent in information to me. We were going to do this show, and she said she took a drive that would change the course of her life. She was at the peak of what she now calls her quarter-life crisis. Now, I don't know about you all, if you're in your 40s or going into your 50s, sometimes you have that crisis, especially if you're not where you want to be at, and you're trying to figure out where you're going in time. Waits for nobody, as we know that. And so you get to that point of your life, and you go, oh, my goodness, and some of us get to that quarter-life crisis. Now, with her, with Valerie, she was at that point, not knowing what kind of career she wanted or how she might use her undergraduate neuroscience training, hoping that outing might clear her head. That day she jumped in her car and switched on the radio. She heard that the charging tempo and Johnny teasing violin of her favorite musician. Then this piece of music came on and something just happened to her. She recalls, she said she felt this rush of emotion that came through her. It was so intense. She pulled over to the side of the street so she could concentrate on the song and the pleasure it gave her. Now, music, again, can make you feel so good, or it can bring you down. A lot of people, they want to be brought down. They want to go through emotions. Believe it or not, some people want to feel, even when it's bad, they want to be able to feel the bad. They want to be able to get it out and cry about it and go through it. I've been there and done that, and that certain song made me get through that. Now, music moves people of all cultures in a way that doesn't seem to happen with other animals. Nobody really understands why listening to music, which, unlike sex or food, has its intrinsic value, can trigger such profoundly rewarding experience in the other and trying to figure it out with the help of brain scanners and trying to, you know, they've done it to try to figure out how does this work. Now, for example, researchers from Stanford reported that when listening to a new piece of classical music, different people show the same patterns of activity, you know, synchronized activity in several brain areas, suggesting some level of universal experience. But obviously, no one's experience is exactly the same. The issue of science, now, a group of reporters that when you listen to it, or a group of reporters reported that when you listen to a song for the first time, the strength of a certain neural connection can predict how much you like the music, and these preferences are guided by what you've heard and enjoyed in the past. Now, after this, after talking to a speaker of hers, she was saying that she had an epiphany while she was in the car. She rushed home to her computer and Google Music in the Brain, and that led her to graduate school at McGill University, working in the lab of neuroscience. Now, a few years ago, with her, she was like performing another type of brain scanning experiment in which participants listened to music that gave them goosebumps or chills. Now, the researchers then injected them with a radioactive transfer that binds to the receptors of dopamine, a chemical that involves them motivation and reward with this technique called positron emission tomography, or PET. The researchers showed that 15 minutes after participants listened to their favorite song, their brains flooded with dopamine. Now, the dopamine system is odd, evolutionary speaking, and it is active in many animals during sex and eating. But animals don't get intense pleasure to music, so we know that. Now, you had to learn about that and more into that to understand how that works. Now, in the new experiment, the researchers have used functional magnetic imaging with MR, like the MRI, to track real-time brain activity as participants listen to the first 30 seconds or 60 unfamiliar songs to quantify how much they like the music. Participants were given the chance to buy the full version of each song with their own money. Now, using a computer program with simply iTunes, which is iTunes, the program was set up like an auction. So participants would choose how much they were willing to spend on the song, which bids range from $0 to $2. Now, you can imagine how trickery it was to design this experiment. All of the participants had to listen to the same set of never heard before songs, and yet in order to get enough usable data, they had to be reasonable to a chance that they would like some of the songs enough to buy them. Okay, so they created all this, and to create the list of unfamiliar songs, they first put their songs with artists that showed up in many other volunteer surveys. They plugged those choices into musical recommendation programs such as Pandora, which I listen to, and iTunes to find similar but less well-known selections. Also, they asked people who worked at local music stores what new songs they recommend in those genres. Now, again, we're talking about music and how, at the same time, how the brain operates when you listen to music, how it makes you feel. And the brain scans highlighted in the nucleus when they're doing this particular research, and the pleasures in the brain, the pleasure center and deep region of the brain that connects the dopamine neurons and activate it during eating, gambling, and sex. It turns out that the connection between the nucleus acumen and several other brain areas could predict how much a participant was willing to spend on a given song, and those are included as well, which is involved in processing emotion in the hippocampus, which is important for learning and memory, and the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, which is involved in decision making. I don't know if you all listen to a song a lot, you listen to enough, and eventually you learn it. You never seen it on paper, never seen the words, but eventually you'll learn that song. Or you listen to a song a lot, you're not really listening to the words, but you like the beat of the song, and you think you know the song until you try to sing a song, and you don't even know all the words, but it makes you feel good. You know, you talk about those emotions or how it makes you feel, and you really don't even know what you're listening to, but just the music, the beats of the song itself. Now, the data from this particular research that was done, the data was compelling, especially because the sudden abjectly quantified the participants' preferences as far as what type of music that they enjoyed as well. Now, the emphasis on connectivity between regions rather than any particular region by itself is also intriguing as far as when you're talking about dealing with the brain and what it tells you, the emotion and how I feel and the decision making and that part of the brain when it came down deciding which song that they would purchase. So why is it that one person might spend $2 on a song with another pen and someone else will spend less or didn't want to purchase it at all, depending on how that particular song made them feel? Now, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about music and what does it do for you and how does it make you feel. Now, we're going to take a little music break and we'll be right back and we'll come back with our health check. We're going to talk about something that you see a lot of as you watch television, you see a lot of commercials going on. A lot of people are suffering with fibromyalgia diagnosis. We're going to talk about that, being diagnosed with it. What does it mean? What is the treatment for that? And we'll talk more about that here on the Diva Max Show and continue to cover our main topic, music, and how does it make you feel here on the Diva Max Show. Let's a little bit Tamar Braxton, Love and War.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies. Only Marvin Gaye and lingerie. I guess somebody died. God, it's just stepping in to fight it. Then don't touch me, please. And if I let out the madness, just come and let me know. The truth be told, I'm waving my flag. Only go fast.
Music and How Music Makes You Feel, and that was Tamar Braxton, Love and More. And when you hear that song, it just puts you in the mood, or wanted to stay in that thing, and you're going through something with your mate, and you're like, I'm done, it's over with, and you hear that song, and you think about, hey, you know what? I'm going to hang in here a little bit. It's love. It's war. We're going to go through this. We're going to get through this. And if you want to be inspired to stay in your relationship, then that would be a song to listen to. You know, it makes you think about the good, you know, the good that person has, you know, when, instead of just thinking about all the negative things, it makes you think about some of the positive things that this person has done. So it definitely changed your whole mindset and your mood. That particular song by Tamar Braxton. We just said tune in. We're talking about music as we wrap up the last 5 minutes of the show. Let's talk about our health check, our health note here on Deep Mix Show. We talk about fibromyalgia, spelled fibromyalgia. And you see a lot of commercials about that. And what made me want to talk a little bit about that today is because I've been dealing with some things myself. So it come to me wanting to find out if there's some of the symptoms that I'm having, because I continue to see this commercial and the women in these commercials. And because of that, it made me want to say, okay, look and find out what it's about. Maybe other people that are suffering with this don't know about it and have any symptoms. So let's talk about that a little bit. What is this fibromyalgia? Because of multifaceted treatment approach that involves medication and lifestyle strategies, we're talking about fibromyalgia. The prognosis for people with this is better than ever before. But first, a doctor needs to make an accurate diagnosis of this particular disease or whatever, or treatment, or be able to treat you accordingly. Are you wondering how this is done? Unfortunately, with fibromyalgia, it's regularly misunderstood despite all the latest information about it, with the severe muscle pain, unrelenting fatigue, and sleep problems, and feeling of anxiety and depression. Doctors are still mixed diagnosing this common pain disorder. As a result, some patients are getting a diagnosis for the wrong condition, for example, chronic fatigue syndrome, arthritis, or some other pain problem. Now, what is fibromyalgia? It is a syndrome with multiple symptoms that commonly occur together, including widespread of pain, decreased pain threshold, or tender points, which is incapacitating, fatigue and anxiety or depression. When talking about this, fibromyalgia consists of symptoms that are also found in many other conditions. A doctor must rule out these other conditions before making the diagnosis. There is no simple test to diagnose it. Many people from doctor to doctor without receiving medical diagnosis for their fibromyalgia symptoms, many wonder if their painful symptoms are simply imagined. In the past, millions of patients were misdiagnosed as having depression, inflammatory arthritis, such as rheumatism, or lupus, chronic myofascial pain, or chronic fatigue syndrome. There are, of course, a few similarities between it and chronic fatigue syndrome and between fibromyalgia and arthritis, but with fibromyalgia is different. It is a distinct condition that needs an accurate diagnosis and the appropriate treatment. Now, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, we're talking about we're doing our health note, and we're talking about fibromyalgia, spelled F-I-B-R-O-M-Y, ALGIA. Now, most laboratory tests are not very useful by themselves for diagnosing fibromyalgia. There is a blood test called FM that it identifies markers produced by immune system blood cells in people with this. Now, one study showed that the test can also help distinguish fibromyalgia from other conditions that can have similar symptoms, such as rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. Now, your doctor will often make a diagnosis after doing a physical exam and discuss your symptoms with you. Now, the reason for this is that a diagnosis to a large extent is based on the way you feel. For instance, even though your doctor may notice tender points during the physical exam, you still need to tell him or her about the pain you feel in those areas. And if you just now tune into the Diva Mac Show today, our main topic is music and enjoying music. A lot of times you just want to hear that song that puts you in the mood, that makes you feel good and inspires you to continue on, especially in church. A lot of people, they go for the music, they go listen to the music and the way the music make you feel. If you ever notice in church when the choir is singing or someone's up there singing a solo, how that people begin to shout and scream, and it takes them to, you know, they be right there and it just takes them over the top when their song is sung. And if it's sung a certain way, and if it's certain words that are sung in their song that will take those people over the top when you're in church, and you see the emotions that people go through, and some of the breakdown of the how people are inspired when that particular song is played or that particular song is sung. And music is just the way it is, and enjoying it and loving it, all that it has to offer in music. Again, I'm your host, Diva Mack, and right home for work. You all make sure you come out to my upcoming play, Situation Number 9, which again is going to be on Saturday, May 23rd at the Midtown Arts Center. Showtime is 8 p.m., and you can call for more information by dialing 281-496-2796. You all will be safe out there. You're right home for work. I'm Diva Mack. We'll be here on tomorrow. We're here Monday through Friday, 5 p.m., you're right home for work, as we discuss more here on the Diva Mack Show, giving you more and continuously giving you facts, knowledge here on the Diva Mack Show. You all be safe. Remember, you owe it to yourself first to be healthy, happy, and successful. God bless you.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.